Now begin in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Well, here we are on the eve before Thanksgiving, getting ready to gather, most likely, many of us with family and friends tomorrow or over the weekend, and enjoy some wonderful meals, right? We look forward to this time of year for the turkey, for the cranberry sauce, and of course, for the many, many pies that we're going to enjoy in about 45 minutes, right? The food is fantastic. It's a wonderful thing about the holiday or holidays, right? Because we're really kind of in the midst of those with Halloween just behind us and Hanukkah and Christmas and New Year's ahead of us. And of course, everyone's favorite, Boxing Day. There's a Canadian around. Okay. Yeah. yeah. But it's not just the food, is it? When we get together for Thanksgiving, it's more than just a meal. As much as we may love the food, the highlight of the holiday is not the food itself. If it were, then we could do it on our own. No, Thanksgiving, the holidays, the promise, the gift, the wonderful thing about them is, at least when things go well, in the best of possible worlds, it's the love, the peace, the companionship, the connection, the reminder of all of those things that are more than just being alive and are those things that make life worth living. The joy and the beauty of being together, of laughter, music, that is the gift. That is the promise of it, of having Thanksgiving, of being together with those that we love. It is more than just a meal. In fact, probably also just to have that space to take a breath and not just be constantly busy or exhausted or overwhelmed or stressed or worried or whatever it is that we are often from day to day. It's far too often we are just carrying around burdens and worries and concerns. The holidays give us a chance to think about something else. Put those other things on the back burner and just hope that maybe things can get better. Because it's more than just a meal. And life is more than just food. In our gospel lesson today, we're picking up on the tail end of a really magnificent meal. Jesus has fed the 5,000 with a few loaves of bread and fish, has created this miracle, and now the next day the crowds are chasing him down saying, "Hey, can we have seconds?" Because after all, the only thing better than food is free food that you didn't have to cook. And so they're chasing after him saying, "Hey, can we have some more food?" What Jesus says to them is, it's more than a meal. This is about more than just food. Yes, your stomachs are grumbling. Yes, you need food. But there is a deeper hunger that we are carrying. There is something more that you need than just that which keeps your body functioning. More than just keeping yourself alive. In the words of George Strait, there's a difference in living and living well. There's a difference in living and living well. Just staying alive, just existing, is not the same as thriving. And what Jesus says is, what I have come to bring is not just existence. Is not just a break from the exhaustion. What I have come to bring you is true food. The true meal to feed that which you are hungering for. That which we get a taste of, get a glimpse of, that what we hold on to and pray for whenever it is that we gather for Thanksgiving or Christmas or a joyful holiday with other people. We are hungering for love, community, welcome, joy, purpose, hope, gratitude. Those are the things that feed not just our bodies, but feed us as human beings, that make us alive. Jesus says, I have come to bring you that food. The food that isn't just to keep you alive, but the food that makes you alive. We can get too busy at times, or think that if we just accumulate enough, or if we have enough, if we can have the big enough Thanksgiving table, if we can have enough of that other food, then it will satisfy, it will bring what we need. But Jesus says, no, no, no. There's more to it than that. What I have come to give you, the food that I give you for life, myself, is one you cannot create yourself. It's not one you can earn or buy or purchase. But I come to give it to you. I come to offer it to you because we are part of God's family. God welcomes us. God wants us to know true life, living well. God wants us to be able to feast not just on turkey or cranberries or pie, but on justice, on mercy, hope, peace, and all those things that too often feel too distant. Jesus promises that they are not fantasies, that they are not far off. But if we can look past just the food, just the meal, if we can look past just our grumbling bellies to the world that God has created for us, to the new kingdom, to the new reality that is birthed through his death and resurrection, then we can find food that truly satisfies. The presence of a loving God, the presence of a love that continues to grow and claim us. That those moments that we experience around the Thanksgiving table might become something that grows and becomes more. Becomes a reflection of the very character of God within us and within the world, empowering us to share the food that has satisfied us. To share the recipes of justice and peace and love and community that sustain. And so let us celebrate this week. And throughout the holidays, let us enjoy the meals. Let us enjoy the food. And please help us enjoy the pie. I can't take it all home. But as we do, beware of the other food that is around. The food of the presence of Christ. The food that is there to feed our very souls. That for which we truly hunger. For God prepares for us a real buffet of love, of peace, kindness, joy, mercy, compassion, generosity, hope. And for that, we can give thanks. Amen. Amen.